in 1871 to his general staff, to his military, and allowed the seizure of Alsace-Lorraine, their incorporation into the new German Reich. I think it's important to remember as one thinks about Bismarck to recall, Bismarck was not himself a military man. It's true that he appeared most often in public wearing a uniform. But Bismarck's background was in the foreign service, and he was a diplomat. And his relations with the Prussian military were always problematic. They were always difficult. He always felt that he had to restrain the military. And he had been reluctant to absorb Alsace and Lorraine because he believed that it would lead simply to an ongoing determination of France to settle the score with Germany. But he had given in to his military, who believed that these territories would be necessary to protect the security of Germany. So, France would be a hostile power. This was the working assumption of Bismarck in this period. Hence, the diplomatic and military isolation of France was a key ingredient in his foreign policy. After the fall of Napoleon III and his ignominious defeat at Sedan, Bismarck, although himself a conservative, certainly a monarchist, encouraged the creation of a republican France. He had argued against conservatives in Germany and in the international community who hoped to see a restoration of the Bourbon monarchy in France. Instead, Bismarck actually wanted to see a republic. Why was that? He didn't want to see a restoration of monarchy because he believed that a republican France would be unable to ally itself with reactionary Russia, that if France were a republic, that it would be seen by the arch-conservative Russians as a potential threat to European stability. After all, French republics were always aggressive and troublesome for conservatives, and so Bismarck believed that a republican France would be easier to isolate. He also, after 1871, would actively encourage the new French state, the Third Republic, as it was called, encouraged the new French state to pursue an active colonial policy. This, he believed, would, first of all, channel French energies away from Europe, and also would lead it into conflict with Great Britain, with Italy and Northern Africa, and since Germany itself would have, Bismarck believed, no colonial interest to speak of, this would be a good way for France to achieve, this new republican state, to achieve its own legitimacy and remain isolated diplomatically. Bismarck also believed in cooperation with Great Britain. He favored good relations with Britain, with whom Germany had very few, even potential, sources of conflict. Germany, after all, was a land power. It possessed the largest, best-trained, best-equipped army in Europe, and virtually no navy, while the situation for Britain was reversed. It had, obviously, the world's most powerful navy, but a very, very small land army. This suggested the possibilities of genuine cooperation, also because Britain was perpetually worried from the middle of the 18th century down to, or actually the middle of the 17th down to 1871, always worried about French desires to achieve, quote, the natural frontiers of France, that is, worried that they would absorb Holland and Belgium, the Low Countries. And so having the presence of a strong German state that would balance France seemed to be in Britain's best interests. Indeed, this is the way the British looked at it. Also, Germany would not construct a naval establishment to threaten British domination of the seas. Bismarck, and here we'll have occasion to talk about this, Bismarck was in many respects a traditional European, that is, continental statesman. He looked at power relations in terms of Europe. He wasn't thinking in global terms, wasn't interested in colonies. It is ironic, then, that in the middle of the 1880s, 1884 to 1886, while Bismarck was chancellor, Germany would indeed acquire a colonial empire in Africa, German Southwest Africa, the Cameroons, German East Africa, Tanganyika. But Bismarck did this, as the Germans would say, mit der linken Hand, with the left hand. It was something that he did for largely domestic purposes, was giving into domestic pressure, was not enthusiastic about it, certainly worried about its implications in his dealings with Great Britain.